Chapter 12. You really think Twilight can help us? Scootaloo asked for the seventh time. Lily Moon, Amber Moon, and the Crusaders were racing toward Princess Twilight Sparkle's castle. Even though she'd said the same thing the last six times, Sweetie Belle reassured Scootaloo.
Twilight saved Equestria more times than I can count. Besides, our sisters and their friends are the bravest ponies we know.
A screaming streak of rainbow zoomed past them. Scootaloo paused, frowning in confusion. Was that
Rainbow Dash? She called.
The colourful blur did a three-point turn in mid-air and blazed back toward them. It was Rainbow Dash, and she looked terrified.
Did you see her? Is she here?
Rainbow Dash asked, glancing around jerkily.
Who?
Asked Apple Bloom.
The Olden Pony. She's terrorising the town.
Rainbow Dash was freaking out. Scootaloo hated to see her idol so upset, especially since she was the one responsible for passing the fear fern spores to Rainbow Dash.
Go ahead. Say it. I was wrong. You were right. The Olden Pony is real. And she keeps screaming for her rusty horseshoe. Why would any pony want a rusty horseshoe? It doesn't make any sense.
Rainbow Dash gestured wildly.
Don't worry, we're on our way to get Princess Twilight. We think she can fix this, Scootaloo told her.
What? But Twilight's in town, where the Olden Pony is. You don't want to go there.
Rainbow Dash tried to drag Scootaloo in the opposite direction.
We have a plan, Amber Moon said, grabbing Scootaloo and trying to pull her back.
Now what in the deep dish strudel is going on here?
Applejack's voice rang out. As she walked up, Fluttershy at her side, she tipped her hat back to squint at the odd scene.
Are you playing tug-of-war with Scootaloo?
Apple Bloom took a deep breath and tried to explain everything as fast as she could.
Scootaloo bumped into a fear fern at Lily Moon's house, and now the Olden Pony is real, and every pony who Scootaloo touched can see her, and...
Applejack stomped a hoof to interrupt her little sister.
Now, Apple Bloom, you know I only want the truth.
We'll show them, won't we?
Came a terrifyingly familiar voice.
Rainbow Dash and the fillies jumped, startled to see the Olden Pony creep out from behind a stand of trees.
Where'd she come from?
Sweetie Belle whimpered.
Where'd who come from?
Fluttershy asked, looking quizzically from the cowering ponies to Applejack.
The Olden Pony,
Scootaloo said weakly. The spooky old mare looked different now, somehow more solid,
bigger, and much scarier.
Auntie Eclipse was right, Scootaloo realised. The pony's fear was making her stronger. The Olden Pony advanced on the group, muttering horribly under her breath. Scootaloo shrank back. Fluttershy looked at her in concern.
Oh, no. It sounds like you're seeing things. Maybe you're getting sick. Do you have a fever?
Fluttershy laid a cool hoof on Scootaloo's forehead before she could jerk away.
Don't touch her!
The Crusaders and Moon Sisters yelled. Fluttershy leapt back, startled and hurt.
Why not?
Because now you're mine too,
came a voice like the sound of creaking hinges. Fluttershy's eyes grew wide and she backed away, trembling.
It's the Olden Pony!
Applejack frowned at Fluttershy, then her expression cleared with a realisation.
Oh, I get it. This is one of your practical jokes, huh?
Dash, okay, I'll play.
Ooh, I'm so scared of the Golden Pony.
Applejack pretended to be frightened.
Olden Pony,
Rainbow Dash corrected her.
Fine. Now, aren't we supposed to be having a little chit-chat with these fillies about their behaviour at your Wonderbolt show?
Applejack asked. Neither Rainbow Dash nor Fluttershy answered. Their eyes were locked on the red, cyclops-like glare of the ancient mare. Applejack sighed.
Guess it's up to me, then. Come on, y'all.
she told the CMCs and their friends, shooing them forward with a hoof.
Let's go!
And then Applejack nudged Scootaloo. Scootaloo watched miserably as Applejack finally saw what the others were reacting to. Her jaw dropped and her eyes grew wide in terror. She backed up next to Rainbow Dash and Fluttershy, quaking. Then all three of them stampeded away, the Oldham pony cackling in terrible pursuit.
Listen, Amber Moon told the others. Remember what Auntie Eclipse said. Shared fear gives the Oldham pony more power. Maybe she'll go away if we can convince every pony in town not to be afraid.
First, we have to convince ourselves, Apple Bloom pointed out.